Blog Talk Radio.
I was telling you, Joseph, like, I can't hear it real well. I think Masters is hearing the same thing.
Yeah, I hear you fine. I hear you fine, Billy, but I don't hear, I can't hear him at all.
Okay, then we'll just do the interview, Joseph. I'll just be the guy talking.
Well, now you sound good.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'll keep talking with you, and then I'll have that, you know, we'll have Joseph cue in when he needs to. Hey, man, so how's everything going? Chris Masters, everybody on Vendetta Pro Radio. Thanks for coming on, man.
Oh, thanks for having me, man. Everything's good. How are you?
I'm doing real well. Hey, a lot of people know where you're from and whatnot, but we always ask people, you know, where they came from about a month ago, maybe 3 weeks ago, we had Rick Bashman on the show, and I know that you came from Ultimate Pro Wrestling. I read up a little bit. Is it true that, like, when you first started at Ultimate Pro Wrestling, you know, the Ultimate University, was that true that you started out at, like, age 16 and then came back a couple years later? Can you – oh, go ahead and go for it.
I actually started the same exact day as John Cena. We started the same day together, but I was 16 and, you know, I was just too young, and I ended up fracturing my ankle about 2 months in on a leapfrog. I had to get surgery on it, and I just kind of went back to the drawing board, and I realized that it was a little too early for me. You know, like, I'm basically, you know, I've already got an injury. I'm not going to get signed at 16. I'm paying money for this wrestling school. It's like I'd be a lot better off focusing on something else, and then I ended up obviously focusing on, like, you know, bodybuilding and weight training based off what I saw, you know what I mean? I mean, that's what they were looking at.
Yeah, and back in the day, like I said, a lot of people were discovered at the Ultimate University and at the Ultimate Pro Wrestling Galaxy shows. I mean, in fact, I used to go to those shows and when I first started training, and I used to train with Tom Howard and whatnot. Besides, we know that, like, Tom Howard is one of the trainers at Ultimate University. I believe the Ballards had a little bit to do with your training, at least, and they were part of the Kayfabe College training facility that we have now. So maybe you could let us know, like, who was your trainers and, you know, maybe besides Cena, who, you know, who else you were training with, you know, that maybe be on TV now.
Well, at the top of my head, well, there's Mad Dog Mike Beller, the Ballards, and Tom Howard primarily in UPW. And some of the guys that were in my first class was Cena. I can't remember anybody really that notable that came out. Like, because I left 2 months later, and then I came back, and Miz was in the class with me off and on. And who else was in the class with me there? I'm trying to think. I mean, a lot of guys came out of there, but I think at, like, kind of different times, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, you know, I kind of
Ryan Dakota got signed with me, so he's another guy who got signed, basically. So, yeah, I was producing a lot of guys for a while, and it was a good place to learn the fundamentals, you know. But, you know, it was good eventually going to OVW, and then, you know, Rip Rogers is just so old school. I mean, he can show you how to do a 60-minute Broadway if you needed to, you know what I mean? Like, so that was also... You know, it was just good training under just so many different people with different, you know, with different ways they approach wrestling and different, you know, different knowledge of the business as well, you know, in different ways. So, you know, you can take a little bit from everybody is one thing that I've learned.
No, for sure, man. And, I've been all over training with different – I trained with Tom Howard as well and the Ballard Brothers and Jesse Hernandez. And, I mean, I've been in the ring with you, and you're obviously – excellent talent in the ring, and obviously I think WWE eventually will bring you back if that's where you want to go. I mean, at this point, it's fun going all over the country. It seems like you're all over the world, actually. So, but we are going to have you Friday night. You're going to be wrestling for the NWA Western States Heavyweight Championship against a guy named Loverboy, Matt Riviera. I think you've either been in the ring with him or been on shows with him, so that's going to be one of our main attractions Friday night. What's your thoughts on Matt Riviera?
The Lover Boy. Well, I mean, he'll Matt, you know, and when it comes down to it, it's all about the title, right? I mean, you know, me and Matt have never been put in a situation where there was something so high of such prestige on the line. So, you know, whatever respect or mutual respect we have for each other or lack thereof is going to go out the window, and ultimately, he'll end up passing out to the Master Lock, and I will be the new champion. I mean, if I was a betting man, that would be the bet I would make. I would walk up and I would make that bet. But, you know, that's just me. You know what I mean? But I'd also like to say that I'm a realist. You know what I mean? So keep that in mind.
That's awesome. And me knowing your schedule really well, just because, you know, I help you get on our shows and whatnot, you were actually going to be at WrestleCon that day. Oh, yeah, no problem. Yeah. You will be at WrestleCon earlier in the day, so that tells you how dedicated Masters is. Let me see if I got the schedule right, just to make sure. So you're going to do WrestleCon earlier in the afternoon, Friday morning to the Friday afternoon. Then you're going to end up coming to our show, which is 3 hours south. If I'm wrong, you're going to go back, and you're going to be at a VIP party with Kevin Nash. I could be all wrong, but is this sound
right? Well, I'm hoping to make the last hour or so of that, and hoping that Carlito will just go in my place for at least the first couple hours. But, oh, you don't even know the half of it, brother. I mean, it doesn't end with I just found out that my flight on Sunday returns at 6:30 p.m., and then I leave to Belgium the next morning at 9 a.m. So I'm trying to get an earlier flight, and then I go from Belgium straight to Qatar, and then I come home for one day, and then I have to go to Padre Island. So it's pretty much going to be nonstop from tomorrow on. So I'm getting ready for the ride right now.
Yeah, no, I can imagine. I mean, that's the life of a pro wrestler right there. I mean, if anybody wants to know what it's like to be a pro wrestler, that's exactly the life of a pro wrestler. And that's a, you know, and that's a lot of trials and tribulations, you know. That's me as a wrestler as well. I mean, that's a lot of work. And you being a former WWE.
Yeah, I'm just hoping I can get an earlier flight. If I can have an earlier flight, then at least I get one day at home to pay my rent and do all the necessities of around the house.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Yeah, and like I said, a lot of people, this is the life of a wrestler. I mean, it's a lot of work, but, I mean, it pays off, you know. And you've been wrestling for a long time now. I think you started in WWE, what, 2003? I could be wrong, but.
Yeah, around there. I mean, yeah, like I was on the road when I was 20. I mean, I got signed at 19, about a year in OVW, and then I started on the road for about a half a year before they ran my vignettes. Just wrestling, you know, on their house shows and on the dark matches. And then eventually debuted in by the time I was 21, which was in the year 2005, I believe.
Okay, that's you're one of the youngest people. Like, I mean, there's a lot of people who have been signed at an early age, but they pushed you pretty fast to TV. That means they were pretty impressed with your physique and whatnot. I remember seeing you back in the day in UPW, and you were very young, and you're working with guys like, I think you were working with guys like The Miz and certain, if I remember right, I just remember the Galaxy shows towards the end, you were on a lot of those shows. And
they were fun. Yeah, those shows were fun.
The Galaxies were a lot of fun. I was really impressed with the shows, actually. And they actually changed the name, but it's still around. So that's the cool thing, you know. So,
I was talking to Rick about that.
Yeah, he's actually going to, I mean, I think he might be there Friday. He said he might just try to show up. But, you know, he lives in our area right now, so that's always
a good
thing.
Yeah,
I will, for sure. No, I mean, so, Chris, besides pro wrestling, can you let us know any other, like, for example, any other sports you might have done besides pro wrestling, or was wrestling the thing you wanted to do your whole career? I mean, your whole life?
Well, yeah, I'm pretty boring, man. I'm kind of a typical story, man. I love wrestling from my early childhood, grew up on it. I mean, I lost I kind of fell out of it for maybe 2-3 years, but then I picked it back up again, and then there was no looking back. So, you know, I pretty much – it made life easy, though, at least, because, you know, so many people just struggle trying to figure out what the hell they're going to do. And for me, it was pretty clear, and that's why, obviously, I broke in so early and didn't even bother going to college and whatnot, which, you know, looking back if I had the wisdom I have now, I would have done college and then the wrestling, you know, because, you know, I don't think there was a huge advantage going in there so young, you know, because I was so immature, too. So it was, at least I would have been better prepared for the world if I would have done the college thing. But I was just gung-ho and set on, you know, pursuing what I figured was going to be my career.
Well, I mean, you can't really complain. I mean, at an early age, you end up in WWE. I mean, that's not a bad way to start.
Oh, yeah, no,
you know?
I can't. Yeah, it worked out. I mean, you know, I derailed myself in a lot of ways with my first release and all that stuff. But, you know, up until that, pretty much I had a plan, and, you know, I got knocked down a couple times, but, you know, I didn't give up. Like, you know, with the injury, you know, that wasn't me giving up. That was me going back to the drawing board. I tried out for Tough Enough one time and didn't make it, and then it was back to the drawing board. So, I mean, you know, I found a way to make it happen, and it was definitely, yeah, it worked out. So at least I'm able to still make a living doing it.
Yeah, and I was going to say, I remember being in the ring with you, and I remember you telling me, I can't remember the injury, but what did you tear your pec muscle, your pectoral
yeah,
muscle?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I tore it, man. My whole right side is from head to toe is messed up. I dislocated my elbow. I've fractured my ankle, torn the pectoral, and it's just, it all started from the ankle, and then there's just basically graduated. I mean, I can't remember last time I injured something on my left side. It's weird.
Yeah, no, because I remember you can work mostly on one side. It was pretty awesome. That goes to show you the durability of a pro wrestler, unlike some of the other athletes out there. Even though, don't get me wrong, a lot of these athletes are athletes, but you were pretty awesome at your durability. I mean, you were able to work around the injury and just keep it going because, you know, you're on the road so often, you know. So.
That was a while ago, man. And I, you know, since then I've come along leaps and bounds. You know, for me, at about the 6-year end mark of doing this professionally, I started picking up things differently, and then, you know, around the 8-year mark is when I really started getting it, you know, and now I feel like my you know, my ability and my talent is in terms of in-ring performance is the best it's ever been. You know, I can go out there with anybody.
Oh no, for sure. You're an awesome talent, like I said, and you were Vendetta Pro Heavyweight Champion, you know, for almost a year, and so that's pretty impressive, you know. So definitely one of our top stars in Vendetta Pro Wrestling is yourself, and obviously we're very happy to have you on a roster, and we're looking forward to having you back Friday, March 20th. Joseph, you have any questions?
This Friday, baby.
This Friday. Yeah, I forgot about that. This Friday, March 20th. Joseph, let me see if you – how's your voice.
am I on?
Oh, okay. You sound great now. Okay, I'm not sure what happened.
Okay, good.
Do you have any questions for the Masterpiece, Chris Masters?
Yeah. Well, about it. I don't know. I don't know if this is a touchy subject or not, or exactly how this is, but made some news about a year ago. Outside of wrestling. And, you know, one of the things I kind of looked at is, you know, people dream often, as a little kid of, you know, being a superhero or whatever. Very, very, very few people actually get put in a position where they have to become one. And, how's things been since,
it's not a touchy subject. You know, I'm just glad I was there. You know, otherwise you might have not made it out of that. And you know, once you have the realization that there's a possibility that somebody as close to you as your mother could possibly die, I mean, your body does something that, I mean, it's almost like it's auto drive, man. And that's where the uprooting of the tree happened. And you know, I just took control of the situation. But she's doing great now, man. So, you know what I mean? In the end, it's all good. He's in jail. And, you know, not that it necessarily mattered. What really mattered is saving my mom. But having the hero notoriety is fine. I'll take it.
Right. Well, I mean, like I said, not many people get put into a position where they actually have to become a superhero. And you did just that. So, you know, much respect to you just for that, you know, for that alone.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, and what a lot of people, just in case, a lot of people might not remember the story, or a lot of people, they might, they may not, which your mother, if you don't mind me saying, your mother was, she got held captive in her house, and somebody broke in her house, held her captive.
The neighbor. The neighbor locked her inside the house and barricaded the door, and yeah, it was. He went nuts, basically. Yeah, I don't want to go into all the details of that. I've had to tell it too many times, but yeah, essentially, in a nutshell, it was the neighbor, and he lost his mind, locked her in, barricaded the place, and then started the fire once the police started trying to come in.
Well, like I said, man, that was amazing, and I think anybody that would have got put in that situation would, being that their mother or anybody, would probably, you know, I recommend you for that. That was amazing. And, we'll change subjects. Hey, just in case, Joseph, if my phone cuts out, I'll have to call you right back. I'm actually on 1%. I'm trying to get my charger. But if you could tell, this is one thing we do. It's called Rib for Our Pleasure. And we do it every show. And we want to know maybe your favorite rib of all time that was pulled on you or that you pulled on somebody else that you, maybe you could talk about. So if you have something like that.
There's always one that stands out, but it's kind of hard to tell. I mean, it was just a basic spot at a house show in Louisville where Big Show was insistent on me trying to slam him and him falling on me. And, you know, we didn't usually talk about stuff much, but for whatever reason, he kept telling me that before the show, make sure I go for that. And I was like, okay, you know, what the hell? Like, why does he care so much about that? Then, basically, we get out there, and I go to pick him up for the slam, and then he falls down on me. And then I go to his cell, and then Hunter comes in and, like, body slams him with the utmost ease. So they basically pulled essentially the Owen Hart on me, and Hunter goes and flexes on the second ropes. And then basically I'm just, like, sitting there in the middle of the ring looking like a dumbass. But it was, that was one of the things that that's just them busting your balls.
Yeah, for sure. That's a funny story, though, and that's like what we like to, we like to give everybody at least a kind of a funny story like that, you know, kind of.
You can't recreate that moment with words. A lot of the best stories, I mean, you just have to have been there. But, the moment when that happened was, it was a funny moment. But there's numerous stuff like that, but, it's hard to get into all the memories.
Oh, for sure. And let me ask you, as somebody that's inspiring to be maybe a pro wrestler, what would you say to them trying to, you know, if they're trying to become a pro wrestler, and maybe give them some advice on how to go about that?
If you're a woman, I wouldn't. If you're a dude, I would, find a wrestling school with some credibility to it and finish school. I mean, and that's it, you know, because, I mean, the school depends on where you are, really. I mean, unless you're ready to pick up your bags and go to, an OVW or something like that, which is obviously a great school. So, I mean, I don't know particularly what's out there, or even PCW, but that's all the way overseas in England. So, you've got to be either lucky enough to have something locally to you, or you've got to be willing to pick up your bags and move somewhere where you can get some good training and, learn the fundamentals and get seasoned and hopefully get on shows and whatnot.
Yeah, no, for sure. Yeah, we have just to get a little plug in there, we have a school in Santa Maria. It's called the Kayfabe College. It's based off the Balor Brothers training, and
I was pretty sure you guys got one.
Yeah, we have one in Santa Maria. The Balors have one in L.A. They're going to be reopening it soon, but they had one for a few years there, but they switched venues, so they're going to be having one open up pretty soon, I think, down in
So people in this region and people not in this region, there's a good place in California if you want the sunshine and the training.
For sure. Hey, Joseph, any more questions for Chris Masters?
None at the moment. I'm sure I will often think of some right after we get off here. I'll think, damn, I should have asked.
And then we'll do part two at the show then.
I know. Now, for sure, man. Hey, Chris. So
Chris Masters, the interview part two with dramatic
part
music
two.
Behind it.
And it's going to be illegal in China.
The whole point is make sure. Yeah, exactly. It'll be illegal in China. But the whole point is Santa Maria, DPW, this Friday, come on down. Watch me take the belt from Loverboy Matt Riviera. And !
Vendetta Pro Wrestling, Matt Riviera, Chris Masters, March 27th. Chris, thank you for coming on. If Joseph doesn't have any more questions, I don't have any more questions. We just want to thank you. And like I said, all the Vendetta Pro Wrestling fans, we look forward to seeing you Friday in Santa Maria at the Radisson Hotel. And Chris is going to be working.
All right,
well,
thank you, gentlemen.
So, no problem. Thanks,
bye,
Chris.
Bye-bye.
No problem.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was the masterpiece, Chris Masters, former Vendetta Pro Wrestling Heavyweight Champion and challenger for the Western States Heavyweight title. That is this Friday night, Radisson Hotel, 3455 Airport Drive, Air Park Drive, Santa Maria, California. You can get your tickets right now at Leisure Time Games, Santa Maria Mall. You can get it at the Billiard Lounge. You can get at the all Disco Deca Miramar locations, the Shack in Lompoc, and of course online right now through Brown Paper Tickets at VendettaProWrestling.com. Billy, you know a few of the other matches that are available, or I guess I should say scheduled for this Friday night. I tried to go over them somewhat quickly in the opening, but as you guys are stating, I had kind of a bad connection, so I don't really know how well they were understood. We got tag team title match, parental discretion, two of the three members, and I do believe it has come out that will be Mario Banks and Mike Menis, if I understand that correctly, defending the titles against the team of Alexander G. Bernard and Buddy Royal. That's going to be an interesting team. And by the way, Billy, have you noticed how many championships that Buddy Royal has been getting lately?
Yeah, Joseph. Actually, you know, Buddy Royal and Levi Shapiro, they're now three different companies' tag team champions. I was there live on Sunday when they defeated the Von Dooms, who actually happened to be in Santa Maria on Friday, and they're going to be going against Creepshow and the Balor Brothers. So, yeah, you know, that goes to tell you about dedication in the profession, this business. You know, Buddy's everywhere that he can be. He's getting booked everywhere. We call paying your dues, going up and down the loop, I guess, is what they say. And
absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, he's AP All Pro Wrestling Tag Team Champion. That's a huge honor. I was a Tag Team Champion All Pro Wrestling. That's a huge honor. Pro Wrestling, Pro Championship Wrestling Tag Team Champion. That's a huge honor. And then SCW LA Tag Team Champions, which is a huge honor. So it's an amazing time to be Buddy Royal and Levi Shapiro with a class connection. So, and now they're going to be Buddy's going to be teaming up with Alexander G. Bernard, which is one of his colleagues, I guess you can say, and they're going to be going against Front Row Scratching. So, that main event, that's the main event for Santa Maria, March 27th. I did hear over here it's Santa Maria Street Fight, so we'll see how that works out.
Absolutely, and, you know, Buddy Royal, as you're talking about, he's going all over, up and down the state of California. He's gone across the country. It was just a couple years ago, this guy was at the Vendetta Pro Wrestling Kayfabe College. He was a student here at our school. And now, like I said earlier, kind of stole a line from Matt Hardy saying that he's collecting titles, tag team titles in particular, like their baseball cards. And we've got about 90 seconds before we go into bonus time.
Baseball cards. What? I've actually seen Buddy Royal's baseball cards.
Oh, okay.
They actually have a baseball card, him and Levi. It's pretty awesome, actually.
You know what? They do. They do, the loop, and they got him, Levi, and I think, I don't know if Alexander G. Bernard and Perry Von Vicious are on them or not. If not, they probably will be soon.
Well, I was going to tell you, I have a couple more matches. I mean, if you mentioned them, I called in a little late. Sorry about that. I was trying to get gas. But, I know that they've announced, we also have the Vendetta Vixens, Kikyo Nakamura versus Kiera Dillon. I think this happened last year at Shamrock's Final as well, and it was a pretty amazing matchup. I don't know if they wrestled each other one-on-one, but I know they were involved in a match with each other. It was a pretty awesome match. The crowd really liked it, so this show should actually bring back some good Vendetta Vixens, you know, action.
Absolutely.
Now,
and to the top.
Oh, go ahead.
To the top Vendetta Vixens in Vendetta Pro Wrestling, of course, Kiera Dillon, the 2014 Venditti Award winner. Got 10 seconds before we go into bonus time. Call us up right now if you can get in. And we are in bonus time, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to bonus time here on Vendetta Pro Radio. As I was saying, Kiara Dillon, of course, the Vendetta Vixen of the Year for 2014, and Kikyo was actually a runner-up or a finalist for that very award. Better way, if, you know, I'm going to assume her goal is to actually take that Venditti Award here in 2015, and what better way to get a start on that than to beat last year's Vendetta Vixen of the Year.
Oh, for sure. Now, I'll probably give you some breaking news now that we're a part of the bonus time. I am scheduled to wrestle, but I'm not sure I can wrestle. I had a freak accident a couple of days ago where I chopped the tip of my finger off somehow. So I am scheduled to wrestle, and I was scheduled to wrestle a hand-picked opponent that Rick Luxury had for me. We never announced it. It was more of a personal thing. I heard this through a grapevine. It was a gentleman coming from the Midwest named the Golden Boy, Greg Anthony. And unfortunately, I'm not sure if I'll be able to compete. I won't even be able to know until that night, unfortunately. So, but I know that he's going to be there, and I know we have a lot of top talent that can replace me. So, for that match, so we'll see what happens. However, I do know that some of the wrestlers that are scheduled up here, I know we have the Apostle Julie Matthew, Clay Towser, we have Ricky Ruffin. I mean, we have Greg Hernandez. I mean, we have a whole list of wrestlers that are going to be there representing Vendetta. Tsunami. We have a whole list of wrestlers that are scheduled to be there. And, again, the Radisson shows are one of the best places to run shows. And this is coming live from our studio in Paso Robles, California tonight. I'm hoping next week we'll be in our studio. We'll probably have a studio set up in where I'm hoping to get it, like maybe in Atascadero or something, you know. So it just depends on where, you know, it's wherever I pull over, you know. It's wherever I pull over to get gas. So, or, you know, go to the grocery store or something like that. That's going to be our studio. And I think that's going to be kind of cool because you're on the road kind of like, you know, if you have an RV, you really can, your address is wherever you decide to park that night. And that's kind of what I'm thinking for our radio show and our studio time, you know. So, but we'll see what happens. I don't know if that's a rib or not, but I'm just saying. However,
there's some big news announced earlier this week involving the National Wrestling Alliance and Casino Royale coming up April 12th and 13th, Las Vegas, Nevada, and the NWA World Junior Heavyweight Championship will be on the line. Representing the Empire will be the exclamation point. Steve Anthony, we've seen Steve Anthony in action at Casino Royale last year, but his opponent, the NWA World Junior Heavyweight Champion, Jushin Thunder Liger, will be in action defending the title at the Cauliflower Alley Club. That's going to be that should be an amazing match.
Yeah, now, correct me if I'm wrong, didn't Jushin Liger just to see Tiger Mask, right? To defend that title in Japan.
Tiger Mask, I believe, in New
Tiger
Japan
Mask
Pro Wrestling, yes. Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah, now, having Jushin Liger to be part of the Cauliflower Alley Club convention is going to be amazing. And obviously, thanks to the National Wrestling Alliance, so we are obviously a part of the National Wrestling Alliance. And you know, we have five other wrestling companies involved this year, which is totally helping us out. Because like everybody, like a lot of people don't realize, you know, I heard a couple people make a couple comments saying, oh, well, it's really easy. It's really easy to put on the Vegas show considering the fact that you guys have Cauliflower pay for everything. Well, to shoot a little bit, Cauliflower, they don't pay for that for us. We actually go out and we get sponsors. We get wrestling companies willing to help donate some money to help put on the show and to make it free. Because obviously if we charge – we could charge for an event like this, obviously, but
we don't want to
charge. We want to give back to the wrestling community and the wrestling fans who are coming to basically watch the show or to be at the convention, you know, the members at the convention. We want to give them something to watch, something they don't have to pay for, because quite frankly, you have to really pay for everything in Vegas. Even now you have to pay for your drinks. I used to work out a gimmick to where I can get the drinks for free, but those are not working as well as they do in years past. But I want
to
thank
they fall to us.
You know, I think caught on. I don't know, maybe we were doing it too often. But Gold Rush Pro Wrestling, a lot of people don't realize that Sparky Ballard has a great company in Northern California. He actually provides it a wrestling ring, drives it from Northern California, usually after a wrestling show the night before, which I think he's doing again. So he'll be in Vegas after driving all night, probably 8 or 9 in the morning, just to set up the ring to be part of the convention. And he doesn't, you know, he doesn't make any money off us. It's not, he's basically doing it because of his dedication for pro wrestling, for Vendetta Pro Wrestling, and to be part of the Call for Alley convention. So that's an amazing thing. We also have AOW from SoCal. They work with us a lot. They take it back on a lot of our shows, and they're bringing in some of their talent, which is awesome. We have a company out of Vegas, which I do not know why. This is the only company in Vegas who's actually been willing to work with us and work with Cauliflower. Most people want to do their own thing, which I never understood why. So anyway, I want to give congrats out to Big Valley Pro Wrestling in Las Vegas for actually stepping up, because it's a great publicity thing to be a part of this convention, especially being able to run a free show in Las Vegas. On top of that, we have Empire Wrestling Federation, ran by Jesse Hernandez and Black Metal, and both of those gentlemen are, Jesse Hernandez was my trainer, so obviously EWF goes way back with me, and so I'm happy to finally have them part of the wrestling show. And actually, this year we have a company out of Northern California as well named Pro Wrestling Bushido, and that they have a lot of plan. They have two matches, I think, planned, and it's going to be a pretty amazing time. And I think I got all the companies. Is there something else I'm missing there? Gold Rush.
Sounds like we've gotten everybody in. Gold Rush, EWF, Pro Wrestling Bushido, Big Valley Wrestling. Big Valley Wrestling, of course, announcing one of their matches earlier today, and it's for the Big Valley Wrestling Championship. Rice Slavin taking on El Torito Juventud. I guess this is the third time that these guys have gone at it, and the stipulation is that if Torito cannot win this contest here in Cauliflower Alley, that he will not get another shot at the Big Valley Wrestling Championship. So that was announced earlier today. That will take place at Casino Royale, Cauliflower Alley Club. And kind of to touch on something that you were talking about just a few minutes ago, when people say, oh, well, you know, the Cauliflower Alley Club, that show is, one of the easy shows to do. This is the hardest show of the year by far. And oftentimes and in many ways, one of the most frustrating shows of the year to do, but it's also the most rewarding show when you actually have it pulled off and you have the classic moments. When you have a year or two ago where we had Mick Foley in the ring telling a story about 2 years ago, I guess, almost telling a story about Paul Bearer, who had just recently unfortunately passed away. That you'd have Mick Foley taking time out of his schedule because he was still he was in the middle of traveling with WWE at that time. And he was in the middle of traveling, and he just happened to stop by and want to share a quick story. When you have moments like that, I can't even, you can probably name a few moments. There's so many of them. Last year we had the NWA World's Heavyweight Championship change hands at our show, and people often may not realize that if you're not from a certain age group, you may not realize that the NWA World Heavyweight Championship, that is the original World Heavyweight Championship dating back to 1905, and every great champion really in the world has held the NWA title at one point. All the other WWE, AWA, ECW, TNA, all of their heavyweight championships have all forked off of the NWA World Championship. That title changed hands at Cauliflower Alley at our show last year. So many great moments happen at this show.
I can name one. Just like, this is just something that happened maybe I think 8 years ago. I could be wrong. Could have been 10 years ago. I've been going to Cauliflower Alley conventions for, I don't remember how long, probably close to 12, 14 years. I don't remember. But I remember one year we had a match that stole, obviously, the show. You can only imagine. It was Spanky, known as Brian Kendrick in WWE, wrestling American Dragon Brian Danielson, known as Daniel Bryan in WWE. And that was at Cauliflower Alley, and that was one of the shows, you know, one of the matches in the show, and it was obviously stole the show. It was amazing. And, you know, for a year or two, we had no shows at the Cauliflower Alley convention, and that's where I stepped in, and I said, you know, we have to have a show. It doesn't make sense to have a wrestling convention without a wrestling show. I mean, and that's
right.
It's like having a rock, you know, rock and roll convention without any music. I mean, it just doesn't make sense. So, like, I'm thinking, I was like, you know what, I'm going to do whatever I can. So a big thank you, even though, you know, Matt Revere has been stepping up a lot. He works a lot with Cauliflower and NWA and Vendetta Pro Wrestling and a lot of places. And he definitely had some great ideas to come, you know, to make this a reality. And, you know, it's good to work with him. And, you know, this business is about a ring of friendship. And I think most of us in this business are friends in one way or another. I mean, there's some enemies out there. I know I have some, and maybe not on purpose, but, you know, jealousy is a really, really bad thing sometimes, and unfortunately, it gets the best of some people, you know. So we're just going to keep moving on. Vendetta Pro Wrestling is returning this Friday, like I said, at the Radisson Hotel, as usual. It's one of our top spots in Santa Maria. It's a real small, intimate setting. We only fit about 300 or so people. It's an awesome show. The crowd's amazing. We have Chris Masters on that show. We also... like you said, April 12th and 13th, we're going to be at the Gold Coast Casino. That show is actually free. So it's first come, first serve, and that's amazing. I mean, you can't get a better show. I mean, Justin Liger, Brian Kendrick will be there. I mean, the list goes on. Matt Casillas, AJ Kirsch from Tough Enough. Short Sleeve Samson is going to be back. Another match that I heard was going to happen, and I can confirm it tomorrow. Sin Bodhi, former WWE star, Kazarni, he is going to be wrestling Sam Houston, a legend in NWA and AWA and all over. And Jake the Snake Roberts is going to be in one of those gentlemen's corner. I don't know what corner, but he definitely is going to be in the corner. And Jake the Snake Roberts is Sam Houston's real brother. So we'll see how that plays out. But, yeah, that's going to be at Cauliflower. I mean, I know the Maestro, former WCW superstar known as the Stro, he's going to be there. And I know we got Chaz Taylor, the son of Tugboat Taylor. I mean, I could keep going with a list of names. I just don't have them in front of me. There's just so many people that are going to be attending the convention and the shows and donating their time. I know we got Santana Garrett. We got La Rosa Negra. I know Andrea, who is known as Rosie, a lot of love, just confirmed that she's going to be there. We got so many. I know Tokyo Monster Kihagis is scheduled to be there, and it's just going to be an amazing time. So. Then in May, I know we only have a couple minutes, May 15th, May 16th, May 17th. I think we might even be running May 9th, but we're still working on details. But the Melee Tour starts in King City, and then May 16th is Stockton. May 17th is actually Chachilla. And all three of those shows are going to have former WWE and TNA superstar Jeff Jarrett, who obviously started TNA, who started Global Force. Can't get much of a bigger name than that on the show. And on top of that off, we got Carlito and Ricardo Rodriguez. So, I mean, it's looking like a pretty amazing 2 months. Yeah, we might not be in 805 or the Central Coast every 2 months. That's because we're everywhere else and then back in the Central Coast in 2 months. There's a big difference, you know what I mean? We work our butt off, and we're the originator of 805. We're the originator of six, you know, of the Central Coast, and we look forward to continue to be that number one, you know, place that Central Coast calls pro wrestling. So, thanks, Joseph. Check us out on Twitter, Vendetta Pro, Vendetta Pro Wrestling on Facebook. Joseph, you have anything else?
And of course, our website, VendettaProWrestling.com.
See, I knew that was coming. That's why I waited for him to say it. Awesome, Joseph. Thanks, man. I'll talk to you.
All right, Eric.
Thank you.
All right, Friday night, Shamrock Slam, Radisson Hotel. Get your tickets now, VendettaProWrestling.com. Thank you for joining us this evening, Vendetta Pro Radio. My name is Joseph Duncan. This is Vendetta Pro.